This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennen. Welcome to the program we call All Yours. We're here for you. We ask the question, what's on your mind? We want to know. You tell us at 800-228-0550. You can call the local flag number, 271-1100, local K-Fire number, 258-0550. You can text us. Got a bunch of texts I need to get to here. 701-367-2054 is the number you can text me at. 701-367-2054. Or you can text Todd at 701-226-8503. Brought to you in part today on What's on Your Mind by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. I'm going to do something I ask you to do often. I say, hey, go to hatandsons.com. That's the website, hatandsons.com. They are open during this challenging time. They're obviously essential. They can also help you prevent coronavirus and other airborne viruses from spreading in your home or business. You know that? You go to their website, there's all kinds of information on that.
I did not.
They have an indoor air quality page. It has all kinds of information there about how they can do that for you. And, of course, they have a link service as well. We're all going to be looking at how to do what we do smarter, better, less expensive. And they can help you do that as well, maintaining all of your HVAC systems. H.A. Thompson & Sons, online at hatandsons.com. We appreciate their support of this program and hope you will as well. All right. Do I have any OPEC news yet? I didn't see any during the break. OPEC is meeting right now. Remember, they made a promise to the president of a 10 million barrel per day reduction. So I want to see what happens there. Text we didn't get to during our conversation with Eric Hardemeyer from the Bank of North Dakota was on credit scores. Through all of this, what will our credit scores look like after we all finally catch up? We might not be eligible for future borrowing if our credit takes a big hit. Are they working with those companies? I know that part of the federal program was they would, but we'll get you an answer on that too. Another question, how about the ag side? Didn't get to that one. And obviously, there is currently a program, a farm and disaster side to Bank of North Dakota program. So you go to your lender, and they will know about the programs that are available through the Bank of North Dakota. One of the reasons I want to have Eric on is because, number one, I asked the governor, should we do more with this? Should we give North Dakota a leg up since we're the only ones in the entire country with a state-owned bank? Why not use it for the good of the people that own it? He agreed with that, so we had Eric on and talked about a little bit more on how to do that. So this texter says, how about the ag side? Let me ask you this, farmers, ranchers. There's $8 billion plus dollars. I don't know what the current assets of the Bank of North Dakota are, but in the billions. Darn near to the double digits billions, okay? How would you design a program that helps? Knowing what you know now about the situation, what would you do? Tell me what would help. And I think the same about folks in the oil industry. A whole lot of companies, small companies, 500 employees or less, that service the big companies. That's been that economic boom for North Dakota. Well, you got not only coronavirus, you got OPEC playing games and Saudi Arabia and Russia fighting. And so tell me. I'll tell you this. I will crawl on all fours on broken glass from here to Bismarck or anywhere else to advocate on behalf of the businesses of this great state. And I know there's every bit of as much knowledge inside the ag world, the energy world, as there is in the towers and the fancy buildings in Bismarck or anywhere else. Okay? So, don't sell yourself short. Tell me what you think ought to be done. And I will be the first guy to advocate for it. We get a little momentum behind it. So, another question for Eric. If I refinance student loans to the Bank of North Dakota right now, can I get the current fixed rate plus the additional 1% reduction since the fixed rate was set for this quarter before the Fed lowered their interest rates to near zero? Smart people we have out there. Smart people out there. All right, we'll check that out. For farmers and ranchers, simply interest rate cuts. All our money is borrowed. I get that. Well, that should be easy enough. Again, they're lending us our money from the Bank of North Dakota. Through your bank, when they partner with Bank of North Dakota and the match is there or whatever, that's your money. It's taxpayer money. So reducing the cost of your money should not be difficult at all. I'd say, you know, as part of a workout, darn near nothing. Texter says, let's give a shout out to the ranchers who are out there working day and night to supply us with the beef. We're praying we have a place to sell them this fall at a decent price. If we don't have a place to go with, this country is going to get really hungry. In my prayers, they can be powerful. If we ask, we humble ourselves, repent, get right with the big guy. So I'm on it. What else can we do? Judy and Mandan, you're on What's On Your Mind. Hi, Judy.
Hi. I didn't hear what rate that he said that the student loans, the ones that are on the 6% fixed right now, and he said they were thinking about lowering them to a certain percent, but I didn't hear what percent he said.
Yeah, I don't know if he said what percentage, or Judy. I don't remember, but one thing he said is he pushed back against the fact that somebody said they had a 6% loan and was the highest in the country. He said, we're not the highest in the country, but he said some people had an option between a fixed rate and a variable rate, picked the fixed rate, and it was then 6, but now they're redoing them. So,
okay.
But I don't know to what rate. But that's what somebody else just asked here. They said, let's see here, where is it? If I refinance student loans to the Bank of North Dakota now, can I get the current fixed rate plus the additional 1% reduction since the fixed rate was set for this quarter before the Fed lowered interest rates to near zero? So
yeah.
I would
I guess, can I make another comment?
Of course.
My son has a student loan through the Bank of North Dakota, but he lives in California, and he said they've been very difficult to work with because of the difference in time, because by the time he gets done teaching, it's 3 o'clock there, 5 o'clock here, so he can't talk to anybody. And he only gets a half hour for lunch break. And he says, if you're put on hold for 20 minutes, he says, you can't talk to anybody. And he says, they won't allow him to go online to either make a payment or to even check on the balance.
He says, why wouldn't you be able to go online anytime?
I can't answer that. I'm just saying they haven't been real good to work with. That was his comment. So.
Yeah, well, that's a little odd. That is a little odd. I don't know what time
that's
what
he's...
Yeah, I guess 8 o'clock...
Go ahead.
Well, I'm thinking 8 o'clock in California is 11 o'clock here, right? So, or 10 o'clock, I guess, 2 hours difference. You know, he should be able to get them early in the morning, but I don't know. If you do this, Judy, if you send me an email, scotth at flagfamily.com with your son's name and number. I'll certainly forward it on to the folks there. Maybe they can call him and work out a time to visit.
Okay, I appreciate your time.
Yeah, sometimes government folks, they work the hours they work, and, you know, it doesn't work that way in private business, but maybe they could work something out. Appreciate the call, Judy. Thank you very much. We'll help any way we can. Chuck, somewhere in Minnesota.
Hi, Scott. How are you doing?
Where in Minnesota are you from?
Love your show. Man, I listen to you guys every day. But anyway, I got a question for you. I was listening to Rush Limbaugh last week. I forget which day it was. And a caller had called in and was talking about Biden, if he chose Hillary as his running mate. And that's been my kind of, I've thought that for over a year now that he would. But Rush had said if Biden were to choose Hillary as his running mate, Obama would make one phone call and put a stop to it. Any idea what he meant by that?
No. I don't, other than suggest the Obamas and the Clintons are warring? I don't know, Chuck. Yeah, I don't know. I'll see if I can dig that up.
Ethanol brings energy and agriculture together. We're chatting with Brian Markgaard today, process engineer for Dakota Spirit, part of the Midwest Ag Energy family in Spiritwood. What if ethanol went away? What would that mean for corn farmers? What does that mean for North Dakota?
There's about 40 employees here at the plant, right around 40. So those jobs would be gone. They're very good paying jobs. So those positions would be gone from the community, which we saw with Cargill moving out, the number of jobs that left the community. And then just from the ability to process that corn right here makes a big impact, again, with the farm community, which in this part of the world supports the local community through buying equipment and all the other things that farmers are spending money on as well. And then the trickle effect of all that money in the community is huge.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Hi, Lacey here from Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Rumor has it, we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall around them is cracking, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait till spring.
Call us today at 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount. Precision Concrete Cutters will help you get a jump on spring.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
In your mind at 20 past the hour, somebody suggested Chuck's call from Minnesota. Yeah. The answer might be because he wants Michelle Obama to be the running mate.
Oh, there you go.
I don't know. But maybe that's why it stopped. But I did a quick search of the transcripts for Rush, and I don't see it there. But it's, you know, I put Biden and Hillary in, and of course there's a million things that come up. So I don't know exactly what that was all about, but we can only wonder, Chuck. We can only wonder. Appreciate you listening, though. Appreciate all of you. 701-258-0550 is our toll-free. That's not toll-free, but it's local. 258-0550 in Bismarck, Mandan. 271-1100 in Fargo, Moorhead. Toll-free from wherever you're listening. Montana, Wyoming, South Dakota, North Dakota, Western Minnesota, which really is North Dakota. You don't even have a governor in Western Minnesota. He only cares about the Twin Cities. And Tim Walz is like, unbelievable.
Tell me about it. Yeah.
I didn't realize this was bad. I thought he's a very good politician. A good politician wouldn't just, you know, blow off the rest of Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Can't even get the guy on the phone. It's crazy.
I know.
We're brought to you in part today by our friends at Jim the Flagpole Guy. ndflagpoleguy.com. You know, it's the one thing I get just a little, I don't know, hair stands up in the back of my neck. I get a little fired up. I get a little excited talking to Jim, even in these challenging times where 99% of the USA is in some form of a shelter-in-place, stay-at-home-if-you-can, business-is-closed kind of mode. It's still America. A lot of things have happened under that flag. And a good reminder on how we're going to beat this and come back better than ever would be by having a flag in sight always. Always. You can always look at a flag wherever you are. Jim, the flagpole guy, how are you, sir?
Good morning, Scott. I'm doing really good. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you very much. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm reacting like it's business as usual. We're growing. There's still just I got an email. I'm sitting here looking at it right now. I got the go-ahead to put in a new pole at Cornerstone Bank, Wofford City. That's like the third one in 24 hours. People, I think people recognize we may go down, but probably not, especially if we're putting a flag up. We're going to fight with a flag. A lot of people are like, I want to put a flag up. I want a big one so people recognize where I stand. And I think it's awesome. And, you know, if people really want to help, there's lots of ways we can all help each other. One way of helping me, even if you don't want to buy a flag pole or a flag, if you're just bored, please just go to Google search box and type in flag poles. And when ND Flagpole comes up, click on that, go through that, look at the gallery, look at all of the pictures, spend some time on there. Why do I ask that? Because it helps my organic reach. It makes my advertising dollars smaller, which allows me to produce the product and keep the cost down. There's another way you can keep this economy going is to simply go to ndflagpoleguy.com and purchase a flag for a friend. And, you know, when you do that, there'll be a screen that comes up and it says PayPal. Go ahead and click on that, and it'll bring you to a credit card option to buy. And so that would really help me. What would really help the economy, Scott, if a bunch of free people in the United States of America act free and continue on with their business the best way they can. Purchase products from local people. Keep freedom ringing. The rest of the world wants to conquer us, and free people are kind of hard to conquer when everybody's acting free. And that's the way I see it. That's my two cents. Speaking of free enterprise, Scott, I've got a seamstress. Her name is Mary Beth, and she's been with us a week, and she is fantastic, and she is making the research and development of these Trump flags and Trump windsocks that much easier and that much better. And I'm going to step out here pretty soon from the rooftops and claim we're ready. And to the people that have asked for windsocks, they're coming really quick. So we're doing what we can do to make this a better place. And we hope that Americans will remember the Constitution and that we're a republic, and we're citizens of a republic. Unlike the rest of the world, we have so many opportunities, and we got to balance what's going on with the knowledge that we're citizens of a republic. This is very important.
It
what
is indeed.
Citizens of a republic are like.
So Mary Beth is the modern day Betsy Ross. I love it. Right there, ndflagpoleguy.com. And maybe some ways you can help without even buying a flag, but I'd buy a flag if I were you. I'd buy a flag. 571-FLAG is that telephone number. You want to give him a call, or you can go to ndflagpoleguy.com. Jim the Flagpole Guy. Give him a call, 701-571-FLAG. All American made. Proud of it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Scott. And I can't wait to come and put a flagpole up for the flag in Fargo, North Dakota. God bless you. God bless America.
Yeah, that's going to be our celebration coming back from all this. Can't wait to look out the window at it. Thanks, Jim. Texture says, hey, Scott, the ag side has received $28 billion in extra assistance the last 2 years to adjust to our new normal. I think it's time that ag steps back from the trough, adjust our business model accordingly, and be thankful for what we've received. Fifth-generation farmer holding on for dear life like the rest, but we need to wean ourselves of government assistance. What do you think of that? Chris in the Bakken, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, thank you for taking my call, and God bless America. The challenge that I think we're hearing when people raise a concern about this this model from Washington State University, or U of W, is that people don't understand the notion of a geometric progression and a geometric expansion, and that the smallest change at the beginning can have massive impact. And there's factors in that formula, one of which is the infection rate or infectability factor, and the other is the rate at which it's moving through society that's already been recorded, and that doesn't come till a little bit later. And the easiest way to explain it to people that don't have advanced math is take a guy on a ski jump. He's already starting to come down the hill, and all of a sudden you realize you don't want him to go very high. So you take some snow out from the bottom, you take the lip off the top of the ramp, and you slow him down, and you reduce the amount of angle he's got going up, and he can't possibly get very high. But if he were to be left alone, he could go 3, 4, 5 times higher. And this whole jump yesterday, yes, it's a New York, New Orleans, it's an urban thing, but we have it all the way out here in Watford City. And we have a good elderly population of wonderful people that rely on the rest of us for food and services and things like that. And if we don't do the social distancing thing, if we don't wear masks, if we don't protect our elderly, we're going to lose a huge chunk of that generation of people that I love and don't want to see go. I've had the math. I've done the graphs myself, just kind of dinking around, not having the full data they've got. And that jump yesterday in New York City is an example of how bad it can get if we're not careful. Thank you.
Hang on, Chris. Oh, I appreciate it. You said it well. We'll continue after this. Don't go away, folks.
Hi, I'm Jason Bohr, President and CEO of the Lignite Energy Council. I wanted to extend my sincere and heartfelt thanks to those 14,000 people who are either directly or indirectly employed by the lignite industry here in North Dakota, and thank them for their steadfast commitment to continuing to provide an affordable and reliable source of electricity during the challenging times of the COVID-19 pandemic. Please join us in thanking them by visiting secureenergyfuture.org/thanks.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors. With the Auto Command CVT from New Holland, this transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Reports are President Trump will unveil a second coronavirus task force, one that will primarily focus on the economy. A senior Trump administration official telling various news networks, including NBC, that the task force will be a mix of private sector and top administration officials, including new Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and Treasury Chief Steven Mnuchin. Another 6.6 million Americans filing first-time jobless claims last week because of the COVID-19 pandemic. It's the second straight week that more than 6 million Americans have done so. The Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell telling a D.C. forum this morning that the U.S. economy was on firm footing before the virus began, and he says it's in a good position to recover quickly when it's over. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
On your mind, 28 before the top of the hour, we're going to talk about ethanol producers who make small towns like Castleton and Richardson and others go in this state. And, of course, buy a lot of corn, which is a win-win. You got energy and agriculture linked there. Well, ethanol production is down just like with everything else in the way of demand. So that means corn production or the demand for corn will be down. So we'll talk about all that with Lance Gaby in just a moment here, so stay tuned for that. Who is waiting to weigh in? I got two calls I got to get in here before we chat with Lance. David in Roseville, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, good morning there. Appreciate you taking my call. I'm responding to a gentleman that had called earlier talking about if Biden was to pick Hillary as his running mate, that Obama would step in and say no, that that wouldn't be a good deal. Consider this. Biden, of course, as we know, looks like he is suffering from dementia. He's their favorite running mate right now, or running individual right now, because of the fact he's from the old school or the old Democratic Party. So he's going to bring a group of people of that along in with him to vote for him because it's something that is somewhat stable in the past. But I foresee that if Biden gets to be elected president, whoever his running mate is, there's going to be a whole chess game of new players put in the background. Biden will be pushed aside. The vice president will take over and start running the country. And there'll be a whole group of other people, like we're seeing, trying to, you know, like the Squad and those folks with the far, far left agenda taking over and run this. As far as Obama goes, you got to remember, he didn't go very far from the White House. He's just down the road a couple of blocks, and he's got a organized group of people since he was a influencer before he became vice president. And believe me, I do believe that he is in the background doing whatever he can to disrupt this entire country, because you got to remember, him and Hillary Clinton were sole students of Saul Skolinski and took in their agenda, and that's the platform that they want to run on. So,
well, I tell you what, I have to believe that there's something goofy going on behind the scenes. I don't know what. But you can't look at Joe Biden for more than 5 minutes and realize that there's some issues there. And the fact that nobody stepped in, either from the family, the Biden family, or the, you know, the Politburo of the Democratic Party, to say, wait a minute. And even not Bernie Sanders thrown under the bus. I think that's why Bernie was waiting as long as he did. They aren't possibly going to do this, are they? Yep, they're going to do this. Something's weird. I agree with you there. Appreciate the call. Let me get Chris in the Bakken here quickly before we go to Lance. Go ahead, Chris. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. First off, I want to wish everybody a happy Easter. And secondly, I encourage everybody to do their own research. I won't express my thoughts on the air, but I do highly encourage people to do the research in YouTube, Agenda 21 and Event 201. And then a separate but related issue would be 5G and COVID-19. So for those of you that are at home and nothing better to do, got some time to kill, I would YouTube that.
All right, Chris, appreciate the call. Thanks very much. Lance Gaby is with us. Lance works for the North Dakota Ethanol Council and ethanol producers. And, of course, they, you know, the producers, when you think about, you know, there's not a lot of them, but the ones that, that there are have an enormous economic impact. The jobs of people and, you know, that have jobs, the suppliers for each of them, and, of course, the ask the corn folks. So another one of those impacted. We wanted to drill down a little bit on, you know, the impacts to this industry as well. Lance, thanks for taking the time. How are you?
I'm doing well, Scott. Hope you and yours are healthy, too.
Yeah, you just plug away every day here and try to get through this, don't we? And, you know, it's the challenging thing is we know the impacts are wide and just try to get around our arms around all of them. Obviously, demand is down. I mean, I just saw a stat that said 94% of America is shelter in place. The 6% is us. And, you know, a few other states that don't have the label, but basically are doing everything that's, you know, being done in the other places. So it's virtually 100% of the U.S. Well, that can't possibly have anything but an enormous impact on demand. Tell us a little bit about what ethanol's feeling.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I'm seeing unfortunate jokes that people are getting miles per month instead of miles per gallon, and so we're not going anywhere, and so that definitely has impacted demand. And of course, with ethanol, just like with the oil industry, it's been a layered effect. You know, it was not just the COVID issue, but of course the global spat between Saudi Arabia and Russia that's pushed oil price down. And we're in the same liquid fuel market as oil is, and so as that dropped from $60 to $20, it pushed fuel prices down for ethanol. And then the demand crush that you've seen with the reduced travel has really affected it a great deal more. It's changing fast. Just a few days ago, I think we were anticipating about a 25 to 35% drop in demand, but now it's looking like it's closer to 50 to 55% drop in fuel demand.
Yeah, so, and just for the sake of everybody that might not know, talk about the ethanol plants in North Dakota. I especially like where they're located because they are these giant economic engines in very rural communities. You don't normally see that kind of payroll in the smaller communities, but let's just remind folks how they're connected to North Dakota.
You're right. They are all kind of like Class B towns, if you will, producing ethanol in major scale. In fact, the plant in Castleton, Harrelson Ethanol, is the sixth largest ethanol plant in the country. So we have six ethanol plants, actually one just starting up this past winter in Grand Forks, so in our largest city. Picked a tough time to try to ramp up, but they are planning to use potato byproduct and sugar beet byproduct. So not just corn impacted, but other commodities as well. Another ethanol plant in Underwood, Blue Flint Ethanol. We've also got one just east of Jamestown in Dakota Spirit in Spiritwood, North Dakota. Produces about 60 million gallons. Hankins in North Dakota in the southeast is another large-scale producer drawing corn from a three-state region, but all big, big supporters, largest taxpayers in their respective areas, real prominent school property taxpayers and so forth. They really, really help bolster their communities, both in terms of employment, corn prices, corn demand, and just big local taxpayers.
They are. They are indeed. So this is big. Now, what are they doing right now? Are they ramping down production based on that forecast that you mentioned of a 50% drop in demand?
Unfortunately, we've seen ethanol producers across the country shutting down. Powat, one of the largest producers in the country, has stopped buying corn at most of its facilities. Valero has shut down a couple plants. The North Dakota facilities are either idled or ramping back. Well, a couple of reasons. Of course, they're losing money on every gallon they produce, but they're, in some cases, not any place for the ethanol to go. The pipelines, the supply chains, the storage capacity is all full with this drop in demand, and so they are ramping back or slowing down production to reduced operations to account for that logjam in the supply system. So we've got a little bit of combination of idling and half or 60% capacity.
When do they buy their corn normally?
It's roughly seasonal. At this time of the year, they wouldn't often be buying corn because we would often usually have road restrictions on. And so these farmers would be not able to load as much corn on a truck. And so they usually try to fill up the facilities through the winter when the roads are frozen or at harvest. And so it's not a big corn buying time normally, but of course that is going to be different this year with so much of the winter harvest that occurred. But by and large, our facilities have the corn that they would be using through the spring road restrictions and spring planting because farmers are busy putting the crop in, so they wouldn't likely be hauling in corn in April and May anyway.
And then the impact on corn prices. Saw a story here the other day that they've dropped to their lowest levels in more than a decade because obviously the demand will be there for the corn as well, right?
Right. Nationwide, the ethanol industry uses about 40% of the country's corn in North Dakota. It's actually a little higher than that. So when the ethanol plants slow down or even in some cases stop buying corn, of course that's going to put downward pressure on corn prices. So it definitely is very connected. Ethanol is not separate and distinct. It's very much part of the agriculture sector. So as it slows down, as demand for that product drops, so drops the demand for corn.
So this is probably unknowable, but how does this come back? When does it come back?
Well, presumably it's hopefully we still have a bit of a summer driving season, and there's still some research and demand. We're encouraging people. You're able to stay at home, but as people get stir crazy, go for a drive, folks. Burn up some ethanol, burn up some gas. Hopefully this summer, touring maybe from cars might help. It's hard to know when it might be resolved. It really is going to come down to people driving again. And hopefully that, some of today's news on the flattening of the curve in some parts of the country, hopefully help get people out and about a bit more. It also eases some, as some of these plants in other parts of the country idle their operations, then that'll take off some of the demand. But we're talking about the potential of a 8 billion gallon drop in production capacity annually.
I like your idea, though, you know, because we as North Dakotans sometimes take Medora for granted, right? Or the Killdeer Mountains or the Cheyenne River Valley. There's a Pemmican Gorge. Our daughters the other day said, let's go up the Pemmican Gorge. You know, it's nothing but wide open space. And a beautiful area, especially as we lose some of the snow. So, you know, it'd be a good way for North Dakota to sort of control its own destiny and get out and about, use up some fuel. We produce a lot of it in this great state. in addition to that, help out these small communities too that you go to in all these places. So I like that, Lance. I think that might.
The public officials are saying we can be out in the great outdoors and we can be in our cars. So let's do both.
And honestly, the only thing that fixes this is bringing demand back, right?
Yeah, the industry is, like a lot of other sectors of business, seeking some help in the CARES Act and so forth. There was no specific help that Congress provided in the CARES Act, but there is funds that have gone to USDA to help agriculture sectors. And so the industry, along with the corn growers and others, are seeking to see if we can get some direct cash assistance related to the amount of corn they purchase, so it would be tied to bushels and so forth, to at least keep these operations viable so that when it does turn around, these workers are still in place and plants are still, you know, at a hot idle, so to speak, so they can ramp up again and start buying corn, grinding it, and turning it into fuel that we can all use.
Yeah, very interesting. Well, we are, like so many industries, watching this one close and rooting for all of these things to come back. That great American Renaissance and that agriculture and energy connection with ethanol is an important one. Thanks for the update, Lance. Appreciate it very much. Lance Gaby joining us today, North Dakota Ethanol Council. For an update, more on what's on your mind.
Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industry
industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
This is Vince from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. I want to take this time to thank Scott and the What's on Your Mind program for helping a small business like ours during this time of crisis. I would also like to ask all the What's on Your Mind listeners to help us out during this crisis. Our products have always delivered every day made better. Now more than ever is it needed in your daily life. If you know anyone who could benefit from the daily ritual of a hot tub or a sauna, or even one of our many game tables, please refer them directly to me at 701-238-9837. I will reach out and provide them with a virtual tour, help them decide on the right wellness product, offering 12 months, no interest, no payments, delivering within 2 to 7 days, and I will provide you with a free referral fee up to $300, depending on the product. You and I and Every Day Made Better will win this crisis. My number again, 701-238-9837. 701-238-9837. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Schwann Buick GMC, committed to the health and well-being of their employees and of you. They are open for business. They understand the importance of reliable transportation and continue to provide the products and services you need. Meanwhile, they've taken extra precautions in both sales and service to help keep you safe. Now, if you're not comfortable with coming in, you can purchase or lease over the phone or online, and they'll even come to you. Shop, click, and drive at SchwannBuickGMC.com. 0% APR for 84 months. 120-day deferred payments with approved credit. Meanwhile, if your vehicle needs service, ask about their pickup and delivery options, too. Family-owned, community-driven, we care, we're here to help. We will get through this together. SchwannBuickGMC.com, and then park yours in the South Visitor parking lot. Oh, how about that for a segue? At CHI St. Alexius Health tonight, 8 o'clock, parking lot Prayer Warriors, service number 2 on KFIRE 550 Live, right after Fox News at 8.
Love it. 10 before the top of the hour on What's on Your Mind. Last chance to weigh in on anything today on the program. I do have news from the OPEC meeting. Evidently, they've agreed to a cut. The reports going into the meeting were that up to 20 million barrels per day would be cut. Remember, Trump had got a promise on the phone of 10 billion barrels. And after he said it, they said, oh, I don't know if we're going to do that or not. So we really didn't know what this was going to be today. Now, the news here is that Saudi Arabia will remove 4 million barrels per day from its April production, while OPEC member Russia would do 2 million barrels per day. Let's see here. Iraq and other major oil exporting nations in the OPEC have not yet agreed on specific oil production cuts. But they got a ways to go to get to 20. They got a ways to go to get to even the 10 they promised Trump. So we shall see. Now, if they say they're going to do something and do something different, what could he do? Well, he could do tariffs on their oil or other things. Senator Kevin Cramer has been leading the effort with Dan Sullivan, a Republican from Alaska, to say, maybe we don't need to have all those military assets in Saudi Arabia defending you. Missile defense and all those things. Maybe we'll just take those back. Which, I love that idea, because you don't do this to an ally. What they've done is ridiculous. Hold them accountable. Find a way in this mess to fix it once and for all. You know? Irritating. And today was supposed to be the day that Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer would, without all the senators back in the Senate, approve the additional $250 billion for these business lending programs that are out there right now. And guess what? Democrats said, no, can't do it. Nancy Pelosi must want more, you know, fraudulent voting around the country. What else does she want?
Oh.
You want some green?
You want the list?
Yeah. Scott.
She wants your money.
Yeah. Oh, she wants our money.
Wants
I got
all
it.
Your
yeah.
money.
Scott and Dickinson, what's on your mind?
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Excellent. How are you, sir?
Yep. I'm always good.
Good.
Still working. That's the good thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Got a quick question, though. There's a nasty rumor floating around that if we don't have elections in November, then Nancy Pelosi gets presidency. Is that true?
Well, first of all, I think the chances there's no election is not a zippo none. I think it'll happen. The only way she becomes president is what? That Donald Trump and Joe Biden, I'm sorry, Donald Trump and Mike Pence.
Did you
meet their,
just do that, did you?
Don Pence, yeah. Sorry.
Wow.
Donald Trump,
wow.
Mike Pence, President and Vice President of the United
you
States.
You of all people.
Hey, I know,
give
I know.
Him a break. He's had long days.
Yeah.
So anyway, whatever.
Anyway, so it would somehow, you know, get hit by a bus. So
right, it'd have to be a big bus.
Yeah.
Going really fast.
Well, somebody said it's in the Constitution that if we can't have an election, then the Speaker of the House takes over. I'm not that good at the Constitution.
Love to know where that is.
I called you guys, maybe do a little research.
Yeah, okay. I'm not going to lay a little sleep worrying about that because we're going to have an election.
I hope so.
We're going to have an election.
Vote for Trump again.
Yeah, I think a lot of people that didn't vote for Trump are going to vote for Trump again. Thank you, Scott. Appreciate that. Well, fine. I think that's a bad rumor, though.
Bye.
Yeah, you too. Appreciate the call.
I'm going to send this recording to Mike Pence, though, just for fun.
Yeah, I'll be in trouble with him. Have I ever told you my Mike Pence story? So I'm doing a radio show at CPAC, and that's kind of a zoo. You know, there's tons of people everywhere and a lot of things going on. And I did an interview, I forget with who, but Mike Pence comes up. He's like doing an interview like four things down. He comes up during my interview. I'm on the air and hands me a photo of him signed to Scott. I'm a big fan, Mike Pence.
Whoa.
It was when he was a member of Congress from Indiana.
Nice. And yet he becomes vice president, and yet somehow.
Yes. He's Don Pence. Anyway, let's see here. What's the texter say? I'm going to go through these quick. Why can't the ethanol plants produce alcohol for hand sanitizer? All right, that's a good question. I don't know. I know some are doing that, but it's more, is it a different kind of alcohol? I don't know, but I'll find out the answer to that. I saw something on the news about beef packing plants in Pennsylvania closing due to the virus, and that Tyson was thinking of it also. Do you know if this is true and how many are closing? Boy, I've seen nothing like that. It'll have to be for tomorrow's show. Texter says, make taxes 10% across the board of all income for business and personal. It's more immediate than a check from the feds. I've heard of one idea that when we get back, they would remove payroll taxes for the employer and the employee, and that would get you, in other words, you'd want to get back to work right now because you're going to get more paycheck, right?
Yeah.
Businesses would run a higher because better deal. Gotta go. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Command Center, this is Tierney Assault 1 reporting for duty.
Tierney Assault 1, your assigned mission for today is to erect the world's greatest symbol of freedom, the American flag display.
Affirmative, Command Center, initiating startup sequence. Command Center, all systems go. Tierney Assault 1, preparing for departure.
Tierney Assault 1, you are cleared for departure. Please exit towards freedom and independence and have a good day.
American-made flags and flagpoles installed by an American patriot. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or visit ndflagpoleguy.com today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.